Bridgeway had a lot to do with that. Praise the Lord, Bridgeway. I said, praise the Lord, Bridgeway. And one more time for the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, Bridgeway. It's good to see you here in the house in Columbia, Maryland. It's good to see you there in the house in Owings Mills, Reisterstown, Maryland. And it's good to see all of you in your house, wherever you are. Today is our end of the year wrap up. We give a vision message three times a year. In September, when we launch our theme, and then we come back in January with the State of the Church address halfway through the ministry year. And then at the very end of the ministry year, like an academic year, that's today, our end of the year wrap up. And so it's a unique, different kind of talk that we'll give you today. Now, at the beginning of the ministry year, we kicked off our brand new theme, MIB, Make It Better. And I want to encourage you to continue to live out the theme even once we get beyond the ministry year. My prayer is that today you would be encouraged to know that your church has been doing a lot of work for the kingdom of God. And when I say your church, I mean you, because you are the church. So may you be encouraged today by what God is doing in this house and in your house. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we report back, as we go into your word, as we reflect on what you have done in our lives and in this church, I just pray that those under the sound of my voice would feel your favor, would feel your anointing, would feel your presence. Thank you for Bridgeway Community Church, for all of its servants and leaders and all that come every single week and throughout the week. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I had the privilege yesterday of visiting with our men's ministry. That was pretty cool, the men's breakfast. It was about 100 guys there, and it just reminded me that, God is using all of you, but there's nothing like a church that has strong men. And so I'm going to ask all the men in the house, in Owings Mills and in Columbia, to stand up, because I want the women to see the men of the church. So if you are a man, all right, you're over 18 years old, stand to your feet right there in Owings Mills. Come on, give them a hand in Owings Mills. Give them a hand. Now look around, ladies. Look around. I want you to see that the church is not just full of women, 90% women running God's church. No, we need women, but we need men. I don't know if the cameras can show the men, but I want you to show the men, because I want you to know if you're a man in your house right now, come to the house of the Lord, you will see other men. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Thank you, gentlemen. Please sit down. It just encouraged my heart. I want to thank Bill Green for his leadership over these years as he moves on to other ministry right here within our church. I want to thank Pastor Gary Coiro and Pastor David Michener and all of you. And while we're giving applause, for those who are clergy in the house, my ministers and pastors, would you stand up? These are the people who have served you before God, wherever you are, in OMR, Owings Mills, Pastor Steve, Pastor Mitch, any ministers, any pastors. And then for our elders and elders' council of women, they are the overseers of the church. Would you stand up just so we can see you and celebrate you and applaud you, whether in this house or in our congregation at Owings Mills? Lastly, if you serve at Bridgeway Community Church, would you stand up, because you're the backbone to make this ministry happen? Stand to your feet if you serve at Bridgeway. Come on, Owings Mills. Come on, Columbia. Let the cameras show that these are the people who are serving you. Praise God. Thank you so much for your service. You work hours and hours and hours on your own job with your own families, and yet you still find time to serve the house of the Lord. And I just want to thank you for it. I want to thank you for your presence, for those of you who attend. I want to thank you for your service, for those of you who serve. And I want to thank you for your gifts, for those of you who give your money, not just your time and not just your talents, but you actually go online and you put money in the church, or you do it in the boxes in the lobby, or however you give. The reason why Bridgeway is doing everything that we've been talking about is because of you. And so can you just give yourselves a hand one more time? For those of you at home, give yourselves a hand as well. And I know there are people all around the world who are watching. Thank God for you. And we're working on virtual partnership for those of you who are not in the local area, but you really want to connect with us. We know there's so many of you who call Bridgeway your home. We want to partner with you. So that's going to come in the months to come as well. Make it better. I encouraged you to choose your it. What it did you want to make better in your world when thinking about the theme, make it better? Was it your relationships, your resources, your health, your workplace? Whatever your it was, I encouraged you to make it better and to make our world better. And the key verse that underlined our theme was Psalm 118:8, the centermost verse in all of the Bible. It says this: it is better to trust God than to put your confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put your confidence in man. This is the centermost verse of all of the scripture. 594 chapters before this verse and 594 chapters after this verse. If you add that together, you get 1188. And mathematically, then, it's the centermost verse in all the Bible, Psalm 118:8, the very center core of all the scriptures. And to make it even cooler, Psalm 118 is in between the shortest chapter in all the Bible and the longest chapter in all the Bible. Psalm 117, the shortest chapter in the Bible. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible. So how did you do with leaning on that verse and this theme and this challenge over the last year? And did you find yourself trusting the Lord more this year? I know I did. And many of you took the challenge to trust God by faith, giving of your first fruits offering at the beginning of the new year. And I am so proud of every single one of you who gave to the Lord. You gave nearly, listen friends, $800,000 to the Lord in your first fruits. That's worth giving God some praise. Over 1,300 persons and families gave. And my favorite amount was the person who gave $1.51. There was no campaign. There was no capital improvement project. There was no fundraising. We just wanted you to glorify God with your faith. And as a result, I believe that God is making you better. And in fact, we're giving away 10% of that money, $80,000, to nonprofits locally and around the world because of your giving to the Lord. You submitted 114 applications for nonprofits. I told you, help me give the money away. And you filled out 114 applications. Our ministry team dwindled that down to 33 organizations before they submitted it to me. And then I personally vetted each one and dwindled it down to 11 recipients. The elders council and I prayed for this group of recipients, and they will be receiving their gifts this week at a small reception. The list of organizations can be found in a beautiful annual report that each of you will receive when you leave today. When you walk out, we have a beautiful annual report, one per family, in Owens Mills and right here in the house. You're thinking, but I'm not there. That's okay. We're going to post it online as well. So you'll be able to see the amazing work that God has done through you and through us this ministry year, you'll also see the 11 recipients. Isn't it great that God is providing unexpected checks to organizations who weren't even thinking about us, but God was thinking about them? Many of you have given testimonies already of what God has done in your life since you started activating your faith by giving in the first fruits offering at the beginning of the year. And if you know, we saw a couple of testimonies already earlier in the service, but there are more testimonies. You can always go to bridgeway.cc/firstfruits. And there people have uploaded their video testimonies. And you may want to upload your video testimony of what God has done, because it encourages other people to see that God is working in you, and what God is doing in you, he can do in them as well. On top of all of this, a woman yesterday texted me and said, I got to tell you something, what an amazing thing. God has elevated me, and I can't even believe it. And she texted the story, and she left a voice note. And I said, go to the website and upload your story. And she said that she would. But God has raised her up, and I'm so proud of her. But you can go check all of that out. God has proven faithful, hasn't he? I mean, aren't you glad that you put your trust in him? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in men. How many times have men and women let you down? But God will never let you down. Now, friends, I need you to know we're only halfway through the calendar year. So while we're at the end of the ministry year, we're halfway through the calendar year. So I need you to understand something. I believe that God is just getting started with everything that we talked about at the beginning of the calendar year. I believe that he's still covering you. He's still blessing you. He's still healing you. He's still revealing deeper things to you. He's still manifesting miracles in your life. And I challenged our employee team just this past week. Keep your faith activated throughout the entire calendar year. If you haven't seen him moving in the first half of the year, he's not done yet. So just because the ministry year is done, that doesn't mean that God is done blessing and healing. And so I want you to keep activating your faith, especially this summer. I do not want you to somehow allow the summer months to take away your faith. God is still good to bring forth his promises. So don't give up on him now. And by the way, maybe you weren't here earlier in the year. Maybe you didn't give a first fruits offering. That's okay. If you're here now, get in on what God is up to. Get on board with us. Jump in. Because as you jump in and as you get involved and as you get on board, guess what? You come under the covering of this house. And with regard to that covering, guess what? Your life is going to get better. And then when you go through difficult things, you won't go through it alone. God has called us to be together. So keep holding on to the prophetic words of God. And God is still rendering testimonies. Just last week, I got this letter from a woman named Andrea Davis, and she gave me permission to share it. Firstly, I want to thank you for the ministry of Bridgeway Community Church, Pastor Anderson. I first came to Bridgeway in 2014 and began serving and volunteering in 2016. Each ministry that I've been a part of, learned more about God's word through study and putting the word into action, has truly been a blessing. Secondly, the ministry theme you share for each year comes through loudly and clearly through every sermon that is preached and every Wednesday night e-live lesson that is taught. I was very encouraged when you preached about and challenged us to join for the first fruits offering in 2023. I would like to share with you what has transpired since January 2023 when I gave my first fruits offering. I am a federal employee, and based on my grade and step, I receive a pay increase every year or 2 years. I did receive my pay increase in January 2023. However, I also received a cost of living increase that was much more than I expected. I filed my federal and Maryland state income taxes in February. Not only did my tax refund come back in the same month, but my federal tax refund was $2,000 more than I expected. I immediately donated 1/10 of that tax return to Bridgeway Community Church because I wanted to continue to sow seeds from the abundance I had been blessed with. In March 2023, I received a letter from my mortgage company that my mortgage payment was being lowered. In April 2023, I was informed that my division director, that I would receive a cash award for exemplary performance for managing the software at my company that she lists. The recognition for my efforts was a blessing in and of itself. However, the cash award was more than double what I had ever received as a federal employee. Again, I donated 10% of that blessing to BCC as well. Dr. Anderson, thank you again for your ministry and et cetera, et cetera. In his service, Ms. Andrea Davis. So to be clear, this woman, Ms. Davis, gave to God in January, received her taxes for $2,000 more than she expected in February, received a letter in March that her mortgage was being lowered, and in April was informed of a cash award that she would be receiving, and the cash award was double what she had ever received before. Wow. I'm telling you, God is up to something. I think we ought to give God a hand, somebody, because guess what? Some of you ought to be praising God for your breakthrough that's on its way. Just like for Ms. Davis, it can happen for you. What he did for her, he can do for you. And sometimes you've got to praise your way right into your blessing. You got to start thanking God ahead of time because you realize the healing is on its way. Everything that he has promised you is on its way. It may have happened in March for her, but it may happen in July for you. The question is, will you wait till July before you praise him? Or will you activate your faith, walk in your faith, and know that God can take care of you? Know that God has blessings he's sending from heaven to you. And know that any trial that comes your way, he's going to be right there with you. God loves when we activate our faith in him. Not for what he will do, but because of who he is. And when we're connected to him, we can't help but be blessed. Because he's God. All by himself. At the beginning of the year, we not only gave of our first fruits, but I also gave you 7 prophetic declarations that came from Joshua chapter 3 as I was preaching that word and God was downloading these declarations. And so I'm going to review them just so you'll have them. And for people who are new, this is what the Lord has said. 7 things you will be in 2023. You will be, number 1, coming out of something difficult. Number 2, moving into something delightful. Number 3, witnessing the Lord doing amazing things. Number 4, elevated and affirmed before others as a testimony to God's anointing over you. Number 5, witnessing God driving out opposing forces. Number 6, witnessing God making a way out of no way. And number 7, crossing over into new territory in community with others, not alone. Those were the 7 prophetic declarations at the beginning of the year. And then at the State of the Church address a few weeks later, I gave you 3 more declarations that I believe came from God. I said, I declare that we will see signs and wonders that we have never seen before. I declare that you will see dreams and visions that will point you toward deeper faith in Christ and greater love for people. And I declare that you will see prosperity and maturity married in such a way that prosperity will not be seen. Your prosperity will not be seen as fleeting, fake, or manipulative. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that these declarations are still in effect. Has anyone seen any of these declarations manifested in their lives or within their families or in our church since they were spoken in January? Well, allow me to do this, if you will. I want to repeat the first seven declarations. And when I say one that you identify with because it happened to you, I want you to stand to your feet. When you hear the one that you've experienced, I want you to stand to your feet. If you're already standing and you hear another one that you can identify with, just wave at me so I can see you from OMR. Wave at me so I can see you from home. Chat and let me know. And in the house, just wave at me or holler or whatever. But I really want this next few minutes to be a time of celebration of God. So let me say them again. If this is your experience, number one, seven things you'll be in 2023. Number one, coming out of something difficult. Number two, moving into something delightful. Number three, witnessing the Lord doing amazing things. Wow. Wow, I see you, Owens Mills. Wow. Number four, elevated and affirmed before others as a testimony to God's anointing over you. Number five, witnessing God driving out opposing forces. Yeah, thank God. Two more. Number six, witnessing God making a way out of no way. Number seven, the last one, crossing over into new territory in community with others, not alone. Come on, let's give God a great big hand for his movement in your lives. He did what he declared in your lives. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Thank you, God. You are worthy. Thank you, Lord. And we pray for more, God. We pray that everyone everywhere would be standing to see the declarations of the Word of God become effective in their life. We pray for everyone at home in every city, state, or country they're in. God, we just ask that you would not only do more, but we want to pause and say thank you for what you have already done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may take your seats. So where do we go from here? Allow me to share a scripture with you that I think will wrap up the ministry year and also give you something to chew on throughout the summer, even as we have a wonderful teaching team already in place for you for the next several weeks here in Columbia and in Owings Mills as well. Psalm 133, I want to read to you. It's only three verses. The chapter 133, this is what the writer says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers, sisters included, live together in unity or dwell together in unity. Verse 2, it is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on Aaron's beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. Verse 3, it is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there, meaning unity and agreement, the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. I'd like to give you three observations, one in verse 1, one in verse 2, one in verse 3. Here's the first observation. Observe the order. You see, when we are unified and when we are walking together in unity and when we are living together in order, it actually honors God. Some of us have lived lives that are so disorderly, it creates chaos and dysfunction. Do you know any dysfunctional people? Dysfunctional families? Dysfunctional churches? A dysfunctional world? But when people come together in unity, it creates order. And when the body of Christ is in sequence, in unity, working together, God says it's there that I bestow and I send my blessings. So the first observation from verse 1 is the order. In verse 2, I want you to observe the oil. He says in verse 2, it's like precious oil poured out on the head, running down Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. Notice that the oil is running down. You see, anointing begins at the top and then it runs down. The anointing runs down Aaron's beard and then the collars of his robe. And we see in Leviticus 8:12, when Aaron is anointed, it says he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and anointed him to consecrate him. The blessings of oil are poured on the head. And then it flows from the head all the way down to the robes. The anointing was about consecration for Aaron. The anointing was about covering. The anointing was about blessings. The anointing was about healing. The anointing was about protection. Like a boxer who comes from the middle of the ring and then they put oil all on his face so when he gets back in there, yeah, he's going to get hit, but it's going to slip off a bit. It's not going to connect in the same way. And so it's not that you're not going to get hit, but when you're covered by the oil, somehow it's not going to affect you the way it would affect somebody else. It's not going to penetrate the way it would penetrate somebody else. You're covered in the oil. You're covered in the armor of God. That which was meant to kill you only hurts you a bit. And then God heals you with the same oil that protected you. Observe three things. The order, verse 1. The oil, verse 2. The overflow in verse 3. It says, when the Lord bestows, when he bestows, there he bestows his blessings in life evermore. There, where? The unity, the connection, those that are covered together under the oil, he bestows. When the Lord bestows, he overflows. It says, Mount Hermon, which was a three-peak snow-covered mountain range between Syria and Lebanon. Some of us have seen it personally. And the mountain snow and water would flow down to the holy city in Israel, also known here in the text as Mount Zion. And that water would even flow into the Jordan River. You see, when there is godly order, there is oil. When there is godly order, there is overflow. And while this is an Old Testament example, let me give you a New Testament example of overflow working through order, because some of you may remember this woman that was bleeding and she had a condition of blood. And all this woman really needed to do in Luke chapter 8 was to touch the hem of his garment. And so in verse 42 of Luke 8, as Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak or the hem of his garment, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you. That's what everybody's touching you. verse 46. But Jesus said, someone touched me. And I know that the power has gone out from me. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. She told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Verse 48, then he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. What a story of order, of overflow. This woman was getting herself in order. Her first and most important priority was to get to Jesus. Now, she had to defy the social order to get in divine order. She had to defy cultural order to get into divine order. She had to defy historical order to get in divine order. She had to defy religious order in order to get in divine order. Some of you are more concerned about your social order than God's divine order. Some of us are more concerned about our cultural order than God's divine order. Some of us are more concerned about historical order than God's divine order. Some of us are more concerned about religious order than God's divine order. But this woman knew that she had to get under the covering. And I'm here to tell someone that God's divine order supersedes man's disorder. And no matter what disorder we are walking in, when we put ourselves in line with God's order, God's divine order can supersede the doctor's medical diagnosis. God's divine order can supersede the economist's financial forecast. And God's divine order can supersede your credit score, your business acumen, your educational background, your addictions, your condition. All you need to do is get to Jesus. All you need to do is get in order with God. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things shall be added unto you. All you need to do is come into alignment with God's will for your life. All you need to do is surrender your will to God's will. I'm going to give you the opportunity to feel the oil and to feel the overflow, but you've got to get yourself in order. Then the power will flow down. Then the anointing will flow down. Then the wholeness will flow down. Then the Holy Spirit's comfort will flow down. Then His peace will flow down. Then His presence will flow down. Then His joy will flow down. Then His wisdom will flow down. Then His discernment will flow down. But God is saying, you've got to get in order. And the power of this woman's disease wasn't strong enough for the power of the divine Savior. And she did not even need a whole dose. She just needed a touch. Can you say just a touch? Come on, just a touch. Psalm 133, Israel didn't need all the snow from Mount Hermon. Just the dew would do. You know, just the do. God, I don't need all of your grace. Just give me the oil of grace that's sufficient for me today. God, I don't need all of your mercy. Just give me the new mercies I need today. Aaron wasn't perfect, but Aaron was in position. You know, I can't control the wind, but someone said, I can't adjust my sails. Somebody needs to be in position today. And the woman who had the issue of blood, her blood issue and whatever it is her body was going through for all those years, wasn't a strong enough match for for the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who would sacrifice his life for all humankind. And the power of sin is no match for the power of Jesus' grace. The power of sin is no match for the power of Jesus' anointing. No weapon formed against you will prosper once you get in order. When you get in order, there's no demon and there's no devil that will conquer you. When you get in order, once you're under the cover of Almighty God, no principality, no power, no dark force can take over you. Everybody else is trying to get to the top, but this woman was just trying to get to the bottom of Jesus's robe. She didn't need to be recognized. She just knew that if she would get in order, everything else would fall into place. She wasn't climbing and clawing to get to the top. She wasn't sending her resume and posting everything so everybody could see how great she was. All she wanted to do was, if I can just get to the hem of his garment, if I get in divine order, the oil will flow, the overflow will flow, the healing will come, but I just need to get myself in order. There's somebody in the house today, that's God's word for you. You're a believer, but you're out of order. Jesus says to you, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You're a non-believer, and you have not come into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And today God is calling you, say, put me first. Turn away from your sin and turn to me. I'll give you rest. I'll give you salvation. Put God first. Church, when we come together, God will do amazing things. When we're on the same wavelength, look out. God is going to release the oil, the overflow in this house. When we come together to lift each other up, to honor one another, to cover one another, to share with one another, to consider one another, to stand with one another, to celebrate with one another, to heal with each other, then we're going to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. But my challenge to all of us is to get your house in order. This summer, my challenge to you is to get your house in order. You may say, Pastor, well, what am I supposed to get in order? Don't ask me, ask God. Ask God that question right there. What am I supposed to get in order, Lord? But if God has already shown you, if God has already put something in your mind and on your heart, then what I want to do is I want to pray for you. And Pastor Mitch at Owens Mills, I want you to pray for the congregation there. And so those of you who are there, what I need you to do is allow Pastor Mitch to take the power of God's Spirit and give you an opportunity to put Jesus first. So let me send off to you. Now in this house, you're going to stand to your feet if God gives you the unction to do so. To say, Lord, I want to get in order. I want the flow of the oil. I want the overflow to come from Aaron's head all the way down through the robes. And I want to be healed. I want to be touched. I want to place myself in your order. If that's you, please stand to your feet. Let me pray for you. God, there's some disorder in my life. Anybody else need to stand? anybody else. I'm going to pray for you. There's disorder, but I want to put myself in order. I'm putting myself under your covering. Bow with me, oh Heavenly Father, as they turn their hands up to heaven. They're saying, I heard your word. I'm responding to your word. I'm coming back into order with you, Lord. I just want to touch the hem of your garment. Lord, I don't need to be first. I don't need to be on the top. I just want to come under you and put you first. And Lord, I believe everything else will flow out of that. And so for those that are standing, Lord, by faith, they're responding to your word. And they're showing in the congregation that they not only heard you, but they're going to obey you. And so, Lord Jesus, as I lift my hands over this congregation, I pray, oh God, that you would do something that only you could do, that you would send down your Holy Spirit, that you would flow your blessings to people who are saying, I'm activating my faith. You said to that woman, your faith has healed you. And so this is a sign of their faith, Lord. So I thank you for their obedience. I thank you for the reply. And I thank you, oh God, for them putting you first. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, let's give God a great big hand. You may take your seats. Is there one person that stood up because what they were dealing with was a strong, strong battle with their finances, and they said, oh God, I'm gonna put you first with my finances, and I'm just gonna trust you with the rest, because I can't do this anymore. I'm giving up this fight, right? Is there somebody in this house that was praying that prayer? Stand to your feet. Who is that? I'm going to ask somebody with a microphone, tell us what's going on.
So there's just been a lot going on. There's been a shift in job circumstances. Didn't necessarily have to take a price cut, but didn't get anything more. Going through a lot of health issues that costs a lot, and insurance isn't covering it. Single support. I'm the breadwinner of the household, so that my family can do what my family needs to do.
And you stood up. Why? What were you saying to God?
That I'm tired of holding it, and that I'm releasing it all to you. Because I can't do it. I won't do it anymore.
Very good. Now, did your husband stand with you?
He did.
Go ahead and stand with her. That's the right order. The Lord said, seek me first, his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I'm going to ask Tim Samuel to come and pray for you before we turn the service over to Karen Walls in just a minute to close out. I'll go to the lobby for a few minutes, but Tim is our CFO, and I just want him to say a prayer. But before you pray, Tim, I want you to give them a gift. This is $500 given to you because you put the Lord first. He knew you were walking in the church today. He knew what you were coming in with. and God had already seen you. And this is just a way to affirm you that when you put him first, everything else is going to fall into place. So those who are around them, if you could just lay hands on them for a minute, and the rest of you maybe just extend a hand. And then Tim, you go ahead and say a prayer.
Dear Jesus, in this moment, may we breathe in your love. May we breathe out all the anxiety. May we breathe in the grace bestowed upon us. May we breathe out the lies that says we're in control of our lives. Right now, I just honor this couple, and I thank you for your love. I pray a special blessing over their future, that today is the day this will change.
Yes, Lord.
That today is the day they will walk out and interviews start coming down the pike.
Yes, Lord.
That their child will give them a great big hug, and they will just release all fear that they have that they won't provide for their children. Lord, I pray a special blessing over this family, that whatever medical issues and whatever insurance company, the right person picks up the file and says this ain't right and overturns whatever bills or fake bills that's coming their way, Lord. And I pray right now just that this community would uplift this family by praying for them this week, and that from a month from now, a year from now, we'll hear the testimonies that only God could bring from you, Lord. You are the creator of all.
Yes, Lord.
When you breathe, life forms.
Yes, Lord.
When you speak, winds move. Lord, right now we're speaking that divine power in this family. May you see them so that all men and women and all life will see the glory from their lives and only can praise you. Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God a great big hand. Somebody say, get in order. Come on, say, get in order. Say, get in order. Look to your neighbor and say, just a touch. All I need is just a touch from the hem of his garment. Just a touch. God bless you, Bridgeway.